Okay, so this deep dive request, you really got me intrigued with this one. We're looking at AMD, but it's
No.
not just, buy or sell.
Right.
This Fokking alpha analysis is about playing both sides,
Interesting.
shorting a potential dip, and then riding the rebound. Talk about having your cake and eating it too.
That's the goal, right?
Yeah.
The whole idea is,
Fortuna.
can you make money on the way down and then make money on the way back up?
Exactly.
And that's what's fascinating about this strategy is
Yeah.
it hinges on their history and these price points.
Okay.
It's not just about,
Yeah.
following what everyone else is doing. It's about understanding, okay, this is potentially the roadmap.
All right, so first up, short the fall.
Yeah.
I get the concept of short selling, but I'm
Right.
guessing you can explain it way better than I can.
So imagine betting on a horse race,
Okay.
but instead of picking the winner, you're betting on a horse to come in last.
Oh.
So you're essentially borrowing shares of
Right.
a stock, selling it at the current price, hoping the price goes down, and then buying it back later at a lower price to cover. So if you're right, you pocket the difference.
Okay, that's way more entertaining than my borrowing a lawnmower analogy that I came up with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So where does this Fokking alpha analysis suggest we jump into this short selling game with AMD?
So they've identified a short sell entry zone between 117 and 120.
Okay.
It's a range where they believe AMD's price might hit a ceiling,
Okay.
kind of like a resistance level.
Right.
That's tough to break through. And if it stalls there and starts trending down, it could be your signal to short.
And they've got these target prices for the short sell, 80, 50, even 45.
Right.
But hold on, 45 is also mentioned as a key level for buying later on. How does that work?
Well, that's where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
So think of 45 as a historical support level for AMD.
Okay.
It's like a trampoline.
Okay.
When the price drops towards that point, it tends to bounce back up.
So if we're shorting, wouldn't we want it to keep falling,
Yeah.
not bounce?
You would think.
Yeah, this feels a bit like we're trying to predict the weather and plan a picnic at the same time.
It is kind of like that, but that's why that 45 level is so crucial for both phases.
Gotcha.
For the shorting, it's a potential floor.
Okay.
If the price crashes through that,
Yeah.
it might signal a much deeper fall than anticipated.
Okay, so we need to keep a close eye on that 45 mark no matter which side of the trade we're on.
Exactly.
The analysis also mentions a stop loss at 130 for the short sell.
Right.
So if AMD unexpectedly surges upward, we limit our potential
You
losses.
got it. Risk management is key, especially with a volatile stock like AMD.
Right.
It's like setting a safety net
Yeah.
so you don't fall too far if things go the other way.
Okay, so let's say we've expertly timed the short sell, the price has dipped, and we've pocketed some profit.
All right.
That brings us to phase two, ride the rebound.
Yeah.
This is where we switch gears and become AMD believers.
Exactly. The analysis pinpoints a buy zone
Okay.
between 42 and 46. Notice how that range is centered around that same 45 support level we talked about.
Interesting.
If AMD's price rebounds from there,
Yeah.
it could signal a strong recovery.
And this is where those ambitious profit targets come in.
Ah.
80, 100, even 140. Wow. Those are some serious potential gains. What would have to happen in the market for AMD to reach those heights?
Well, that's where we have to look
Yeah.
beyond just the price charts and look at their fundamentals.
Okay.
What's happening with their products? Are they gaining market share?
Right.
Are there broader industry trends that
Yeah.
could fuel their growth? The why buy? Argument hinges on believing in AMD's long-term potential.
So are we talking about factors like their competition with Intel or how their processors are used in data centers and gaming?
You got it.
Okay.
If they can continue to innovate and deliver high-performance products at competitive prices,
Right.
they could attract more customers and potentially justify those lofty price targets.
Right. All right. You've got me hooked. Let's dive into the factors that might make AMD a compelling long-term investment.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right,
Okay.
sounds good. So
Okay.
let's get into it. The why buy argument, it really hinges on AMD's ability to carve out its own space in a market dominated by giants like Intel.
Okay, so let's talk about that competition.
Right.
What are some of AMD's advantages, the
Right.
things that might make them a smarter bet than the 800-pound gorilla in the room?
So one key area where AMD has been gaining ground is in data centers.
Okay.
Their EPYC server processors have been making inroads, offering competitive performance at attractive prices.
So they're going after the heart of the beast, challenging Intel in their stronghold.
Mm-hmm.
What's the secret sauce? Are AMD's processors just faster, more efficient, or is there more to it?
It's a combination of factors.
Mm-hmm.
They've made significant strides in processor design, particularly with their Zen architecture,
okay,
which has boosted both performance and efficiency.
Yeah.
But they've also been smart about targeting specific market segments.
Okay.
Like cloud computing, where their value proposition really resonates.
So they're not just trying to be a Me Too company.
Right.
They're finding their niche and playing to their strength.
Precisely. And that strategy seems to be working.
Yeah.
AMD has been steadily increasing its market share in data centers.
Okay.
Putting pressure on Intel's dominance.
This is where things get really interesting for me. We all know AMD as a gaming powerhouse.
Right.
But if they can truly shake things up in data centers, that's a whole other level of impact.
Absolutely. And let's not forget about gaming.
Yeah.
AMD's Radeon graphics cards are highly competitive, especially in the high-end market.
Right.
They've been pushing the boundaries of performance, enabling incredible gaming experiences.
That's the AMD I know and love.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they're not content to rest on their laurels. They're pushing innovation across the board. The analysis mentions historical trends, too.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean AMD has pulled off this kind of rebound before? Because if they have, that definitely adds to their credibility.
Yeah, AMD has a history of being somewhat cyclical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've had periods of rapid growth followed by corrections, but they've also shown resilience bouncing back to reach new highs.
So they've weathered storms before.
Yeah.
They've been knocked down, but they've always gotten back up swinging.
That's right.
That's reassuring, especially if we're considering a long-term investment. But you keep saying do your own research.
Mm-hmm.
What does that actually look like when it comes to a company like AMD? Where should someone even start?
Well, there are several key areas to explore. Start with their financials.
Okay.
Dive into their revenue growth, profit margins, debt levels.
Mm-hmm.
These metrics paint a picture of AMD's overall financial health.
Okay, so we're going beyond just looking at stock charts and fancy acronyms.
Right.
We're talking about understanding the nuts and bolts of their business. What else should we be investigating?
Next, you'll want to assess their competitive landscape.
Okay.
It's not enough to know that AMD's doing well.
Right.
We need to understand how they stack up against their rivals, especially Intel. How do their products compare? What are their strengths and weaknesses?
Right.
Are they gaining or losing ground?
Right. Because even if AMD is making fantastic processors and graphics cards, if their competitors are doing even better, that's a crucial piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. And don't forget about the bigger picture.
Yeah.
What's happening in the semiconductor industry as a whole? Are there any emerging technologies that could disrupt AMD's business? Think about things like artificial intelligence, the metaverse, the increasing demand for high-performance computing.
Okay, this is starting to feel a lot more like detective work than just picking stocks.
It is.
We're gathering clues, piecing together a story, and trying to anticipate AMD's next move. Is that kind of the point of this why buy argument?
Yeah.
To understand the narrative behind the numbers.
Exactly. This Foking Alpha analysis provides a framework, a strategy based on price points and historical trends.
Hmm.
But the real decision whether to buy or sell comes down to your own assessment of AMD's story. Do you believe they have what it takes to not just survive but thrive in this fast-paced, ever-evolving tech world?
That's a powerful way to frame it. It's not just about numbers on a chart. It's about believing in the company's ability to innovate, to adapt, to stay ahead of the curve. So let's say we've done all this research, we've analyzed the financials, we understand the competitive landscape, we've pondered the why buy argument, and we're ready to take the plunge with this dual play strategy.
Yeah.
What are some of the potential pitfalls or challenges that someone might encounter along the way? What are the things that could trip us up even if our overall thesis is solid?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is timing.
Okay.
Misjudging the entry or exit points for either the short or long position can significantly impact your returns.
So it's not as simple as, oh, the price hit 45 time to buy or it hit 117 time to short. There's more nuance to it than that.
Absolutely. Market sentiment, news events, competitor actions, even rumors and speculation.
Oh, wow.
All these things can influence AMD's price movements. You need to be vigilant in monitoring the market and be prepared to adjust your strategy on the fly.
So flexibility is key. Not getting too attached to the initial plan, but being ready to pivot if the situation calls for it. Are there other potential risks we should be aware of?
Remember, short selling is inherently riskier than traditional investing.
Okay.
If the price moves against you, your losses can be magnified.
So even though the analysis sets a stop loss at 130, there's still a chance of losing more than you initially intended.
That's the nature of short selling.
Okay.
You're essentially betting against the market,
yeah.
And the market doesn't always play by the rules.
That makes sense. And even with the long position, there's no guarantee that AMD will hit those ambitious profit targets, right? We could buy at 45 and it could languish there for months or even years.
Correct. Market conditions can change rapidly.
Yeah.
And unforeseen events can derail even the most well-researched investment thesis. No one has a crystal ball.
Right.
And predicting the future is impossible.
So this dual play strategy, while intriguing and potentially very rewarding, is not without its risks.
Right.
It requires careful planning, ongoing monitoring, and a willingness to adapt to changing circumstances.
Precisely. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme.
Right.
But rather a calculated approach that seeks to capitalize on both sides of the market.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an approach that requires a certain level of expertise, discipline, and risk tolerance.
And ultimately, the success of this strategy hinges on your own assessment of AMD's underlying potential. It's not just about numbers on a chart. It's about understanding the company, its industry, and its place in the ever-evolving tech landscape.
Mm-hmm.
It's about believing in the story. So this Fokin Alpha analysis, you know, it gave us those price points.
Yeah.
But it feels like the bigger question is, can AMD really become a dominant force, you know, in this tech landscape? What do you think are the make or break factors that'll determine their long-term success?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
The tech world is constantly evolving. What's cutting edge today?
Right.
Might be obsolete tomorrow.
So for someone considering, you know, this AMD dual play strategy,
yeah,
they need to think beyond those immediate price fluctuations and really grapple with those long-term trends.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's artificial intelligence, for example.
Yeah.
It's putting immense demands on processing power.
Right.
The question is, will AMD's processors be the go-to choice,
right,
for AI applications? Will they be able to keep pace,
yeah,
with the rapid advancements in this field?
It's like we've gone from betting on a horse race to like evaluating the breeding program,
mm-hmm,
the training regimen, the jockey skills.
Exactly.
We're looking for the factors that create a champion, not just a one-time winner.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And speaking of those future trends, what about the metaverse?
Oh, yeah.
If that takes off.
Right.
It's going to require a whole new level of graphics processing power.
Right.
Is AMD positioned to capitalize,
yeah,
on that potential demand?
I'm already imagining, you know, those virtual worlds,
right,
filled with, you know, just incredible detail and realism.
Yeah.
Powered by AMD Radeon graphics.
Mm.
That's pretty exciting to think about.
These are the kinds of questions,
yeah,
that investors should be asking.
Yeah.
The answers aren't always clear cut.
Right.
But the process of exploring them, of digging into the research,
mm-hmm,
of forming your own conclusions,
yeah,
that's where the real insights lie.
This deep dive, you know, has taken us on quite a journey we started with.
It has.
You know, a dual play strategy focused on those short-term price, yeah, movements.
Right.
And now we're pondering, you know, the future of AI,
mm,
the metaverse, AMD's role.
It's amazing.
In shaping the tech landscape.
How one analysis can spark so many different,
yeah,
avenues, you know, of thought.
It really is.
But that's the power of informed investing.
Yeah.
It's not just about following the herd.
Right.
It's about understanding the underlying forces,
mm-hmm,
that drive value and growth.
Well said. And for you listening, we hope this deep dive has given you plenty to consider.
Hmm.
As you navigate the world of investing, keep asking those tough questions. Keep digging for those hidden gems of knowledge. And most importantly, never stop learning. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Oh.